Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name's Shalette. How may I assist you today?
Hello, Shalette. I was calling to see if my Google account is up and ready. I turned in my verification code 2 days ago, and I also wanted to see if my pictures were going to be posted yet.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
Stetson Dunn.
Thank you, Stetson. Take a look. Okay. So the first question, your verification was done yesterday, and this may sound alarming, but it's actually typical of what happens to a lot of accounts. It was suspended the same day as soon as it was verified, it looks like, or shortly after. And so we've already sent in for the reinstatement, and we, in addition, you had already given us business documents, apparently, because we sent those in as well with Google. So so it's still in process of being reinstated, and it probably will happen within about a week.
Okay, so we have to keep on waiting. Why was it suspended for? Does Google usually do that?
They are doing it a lot recently. So it's actually used to, you verify something and it might be under pending review for about 3 days. But all of this year, they're suspending a large, like most of them, as soon as they're verified. And we send them in for reinstatement right away. And most of them get reinstated without any incident. And in your case, we already had documents to provide them, which usually makes everything go even smoother.
That's good. Awesome. Okay. I guess we just got to wait then. And what about my pictures? I noticed that on the website, my pictures still aren't posted.
Okay. So let me see what pictures we have and we're just a moment. Now a request was sent in on the 28th. Let me just double check what we're doing with website. Okay, that's part. I do apologize for that time. So on the 28th, the request was put in for all your pictures that we already have in your media folder to go on your gallery page of the website, as well as some additional changes that you wanted. And this request is not completed yet. The request is still in, and it is not completed. And I'm going to say with these websites, the requests normally take about a week, but they might be just a little backed up right now. So it should be done shortly.
Okay. And then the other question we had is that I also receive work from Angie's Leads and Angie's Ads. Is there any way that my reviews from both those websites could be shown on my website or no?
There is a way. About how many, and you cut out a minute, but you said Angie's and what? What else?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I have listings or accounts with Angie's Ads and Angie's Leads, and I have quite a bit of reviews from both companies. I wanted to see if it'd be possible to maybe post some of my reviews on my website with you guys.
We can. There's the way that could be done. First of all, when your Google business profile is that it'll be important for you to get Google reviews, and those Google reviews, the most recent five, will rotate on your website. But we can request it, so that'll be sort of a live interactive page, because when you get new Google reviews, it will update, right? However, we can create a new page, a static page, that says reviews, and we can copy reviews from other places to put there.
Okay, oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so let me just look at the website again. Okay. Let me see if I could identify the reviews. So typically, I really have never, you know, I could look up HomeAdvisor, Angie's, and sometimes it's just all the same thing, but I've never heard of really looking in, I've never personally looked at a separate place for Angie's ads. So let me just bring up what I can find on my own here for a moment, and then I'll discuss that with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if I go on HomeAdvisor, which is powered by Angie, you have 9 verified reviews right there. So would you like us to take all of those?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Is that enough? It's 9 reviews. It looked pretty good, but...
And you said that was from Angie's Leads?
What I clicked on was HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor.
And HomeAdvisor is powered by Angie because it turns into the same thing. Yeah.
HomeAdvisor, would you also be able to look up Angie's ads? Because I think they're different from the HomeAdvisor. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Sure. Let me see if I can do that. Okay.
That's awesome. Thank you for doing that for me. I feel good about that.
Oh, you're welcome. And I apologize that things have taken a little while here, but we will get it done for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Let's see. Not where I want to be yet. Angie's ads. Yes, I did mean that. Okay. I'm not finding this separate place.
I'm just not
finding it myself. However, if we start with these, I'm going to request the page. You know, that's going to get, as a matter of fact, I'm going to backtrack it. I'm going to add it to the original request that isn't finished so that they should all get done around the same time. Okay.
Okay. That'd be awesome.
I don't see that. I'm going to just add it there. And then in addition, you could send, if you find some different ones that you like, find the place where they are and say, and they're not the same ones that the ones I'm finding, and you can tell that they're not the same ones that I'm, the 9 that I'm finding on, what it says is HomeAdvisor, but it's powered by Angie. And if it's not those, then you can send them and we can add them. You just want to say what you wanted added to, you know, like if you happen to email us any, just say add these to my reviews page. And that could happen anytime ongoing. Okay?
Okay, yeah, definitely. Let me see here. I wonder what this one's called. So this one is reviews. I got here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, so for Angie's ads, I have 10 reviews.
Okay. Tell me how you get to Angie's ads or how I might find it. What I'm looking up, your business name in San Antonio, and I'm saying Angie's ads. It's just not giving me it.
Let me see.
And it may be because, well, I don't know.
Maybe. This is it. Let's see. No, that's not it. Yeah, I don't know. I can't find it.
Okay.
Yeah. Weird.
So if you want to copy those, and I just don't know that they might be some of the same. They could be completely all different, or they could be part of the same. So because it's all connected now, however, they could be different. And you have 10, and I only see 9. So if you wanted to email those, then, like, if you can copy and paste them and send them in an email asking us to add it to the review page on your website, because I'm going to request that they create a review page, we can do that.
Yeah, definitely. I would do.
Okay, so now I'm just requesting that they add the 9 that I can't find.
Okay.
What you sent.
Do you mind if I look up one more thing? Let me see.
Oh, sure. No hurry.
Angie, what, Ben? .com.
It brings up, like, go to Angie. And then it brings up, like, things are there, so go to Angie, go to the electrician, that looks like electrician. And then it says nearby phone, you press electrician again. And that's what it brings up. But it's Angie.com, so it's
I believe they're different. Okay, ma'am. So my wife did find it. It's Angie.com.
Okay. One moment.
Angie.com.
What
Angie? ANGI.com.
Just ANGI.com?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
It's not with an S on the end?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Doesn't bring me anything. Hold on.
ANGI.com.
I'll get there.
Okay.
Okay. So now, once she got there, then she looked up the name of your business? Is that what she did?
Yeah. You can look up the name of the business, and
if you just press electrician,
it should pop up in San Antonio. If you type in San Antonio, or you can probably find it through our name.
Okay. It's given me the option of I can put in your zip code. It's not saying city, so let me try that.
78242.
That way, then it makes me go through the whole process of actually, like, as if I'm trying to sign up for something. I have to what I want. It makes me have to pick what I want done. It's not just showing me, and it may be showing different to you because it's your account. I'm not positive, but for me, it's making me request a service. I'm trying to go a little further. Home residence. I was trying to see if there's going to be a point where they show me any names. No, I can't get there from here. I'm going to need you to send it.
Okay.
Now, I'll tell you where to send it.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, go ahead.
support@localsplash.com. There is one other way, though. I mean, if you wanted me to view it, I just thought of. If you're on that page, if you can get on that page on your device, copy the address bar, the link to it, and you could text this link, and then I could look at it that way.
Oh, I did.
You did? Okay. My wife said that she just sent it.
Okay.
For the email.
In an email. Okay. Mm-hmm. And let me go check their emails. I haven't come through yet. I'm watching for it. And that went to support@localsplash.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
Well, since it hasn't popped in, let me see. What email did it come from so I could search the email?
Dunn Honest Electric.
At gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am, yeah.
Got it. Let me search that. No messages match your search, so we haven't received it.
Interesting. I'm trying to send it again. Okay, how about now?
There. Yes, I see it.
Okay.
Okay. Now let me look at that link. Okay, I've got it. And let me just compare to the other ones I was looking at to see if I can... if any of them are overlapping.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Eric T, Ian B, and Dorothy P. Nope, these are pretty much all different. Okay, Aaron T, none of them are overlapping. So, do you want them all?
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great.
Okay, all right. I've got it from two sources, so I'll put in that request, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, ma'am.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.